You know how in true sidelight, the light source is directly 90 degrees to the camera? And in backlight, the light source is 180 degrees or opposite to the camera? Now imagine these two lights fell in love, had an affair, and had a baby. It would be called side back light. So the baby that side light and backlight produce is called side back light. It's a little bit like the side, a little bit like the back. So side back light is also called diagonal light. It's also called angle light. I like to call it side back light because it just sounds more technical and it's pretty crystal clear what light I'm talking about. Side back, like no confusion. Of course, please be very, very careful when you say this in front of your client.
This is your host, Dyutima, but you can call me DJ. And I love to inspire food photographers to dream. I spent 15 years as an architect studying buildings and constructing hospitals before taking the biggest leap of faith of my life, which was setting up a food styling and food photography business right from scratch. If you're a dreamer like me, wanting to start a new photography business or grow your existing food photography business, jump right into a world where I share practical, actionable strategies to improve your photography skills, to work with clients, make more money, or with a fearless mindset. This is the My Food Lens podcast, and we take you one step closer to your dreams. So let's go.
Before we start today's episode, I just want to ask you, have you been enjoying the podcast? Has it been helping you? If it has, then please, please, please give us 1 minute of your time. Whatever platform that you're listening on, please go ahead and rate and subscribe to the podcast. Just follow it, hit the stars and give it a 5-star rating if you love it. If you're on Spotify, go ahead and hit the 3 dots and then rate the show and hit the 5 stars. And give it some love, show some love, because your 1 minute makes the biggest difference to us. I'm able to grow the show. I'm able to invite more guests, and I'm able to make this bigger and better for you. Your 1 minute can be a game changer for this podcast. So I would love for you to show some love if this podcast has been helpful in your journey so far. With that, let's get started with today's episode. Today, we're going to talk about our favorite subject, light. We are going to talk about light. I will say it one more time, though. Before we begin this episode, I will just say this one more time, if I have not said it enough in past episodes, that light is the backbone of food photography. And a good photo does not need an elaborate composition, but a good photo must always have good lighting. Right? Good with that? Good? Good? All right, here we move on. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time in elaborating on the importance of strengthening your lighting skills or the foundation of lighting in food photography, because if you are listening to this, you already know that, right? So let's just cut to the chase and get right into today's subject, which is side back light. We'll talk about what is this light, when to use it, when to avoid it, so that you know exactly what light to use for what kind of food subject. And it saves you time in decision-making, and you can make sure that you're using the best and the most flattering light for your subject, and you can create those jaw-dropping, beautiful photos. Now, we all know that there are 3 kinds of light in food photography. Whether you're working with soft light or hard light or harsh light or natural light or artificial light, these 3 lights, they remain the same for all situations. So what are these 3 kinds of lights? We have side light, we have backlight, and we have side back light. I have a full episode on side light and a full episode on backlight and when to use them. If you have not tuned into those, then make sure to check out episode 40 and episode 53 after this one. I'll link it in the show notes so that you have a really, really good grip on all the different lighting types. All right? So let's start with, what is side back light? Now, side back light is the light that falls at 75 degrees to the camera. Basically, when the light source is diagonal to the camera. So it's called side backlight, all right? Now, it doesn't have to be a specific angle. I know I said 75 degrees, but imagine that you place the light at a 10 o'clock position or an 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It's kind of diagonal to the camera, right? It's sort of placed at that diagonal. So it's called side backlight. You know how in true side light, the light source is directly 90 degrees to the camera? And in backlight, the light source is 180 degrees or opposite to the camera. Now imagine these two lights fell in love, had an affair, and had a baby. It would be called side backlight. So the baby that side light and backlight produce is called side backlight. It's a little bit like the side, a little bit like the back. So side backlight is also called diagonal light. It's also called angle light. I like to call it side backlight because it just sounds more technical and it's pretty crystal clear what light I'm talking about. Side back, like no confusion. Of course, please be very, very careful when you say this in front of your client and be careful not to call it backside light, okay? Because they might say, who is this inappropriate photographer? So please stick to side backlight and not backside light, all right? So you're welcome to also call it diagonal light or angle light to just be safe so nothing else slips out of your mouth, but call it whatever it suits you. But in this episode, we'll be going with side backlight and not backside light, all right? And we'll make those jokes offline. Okay, all right, moving forward now. How to read side backlight? Just like other directions of light, we are able to read side backlight, or we are able to tell where it's falling from by looking at the shadows in a photo. Where do the shadows fall? Now, if the shadows fall at an angle, much like a diagonal is drawn between the top end of the backdrop and the opposite end of the backdrop, then you know it is side back light. It's pretty easy to recognize because of its diagonal, its angular nature. Now, if you want to create side back light, you need to position your composition at an angle or diagonal to the natural light source. And if you're using a softbox, then you need to place your softbox at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever, at a slightly diagonal position in relation to the camera. Please always remember this is in relation to the camera. So what is the nature of side backlight? What is the personality that this light carries? So again, side light and backlight had a baby and called it side backlight. So put the qualities of side light and backlight together and you get this hybrid version. The nature of side backlight is, number one, to create dynamic shadows. Now, the impact of the shadow falling at a diagonal gives a lot of movement to a frame and it really makes a photo look very dynamic. Its other personality trait is that it has really good contrast. So between the lights and the darks and the whites and the blacks, there is a lot of contrast because, hello, it's a baby of backlight. So it's going to get some of its nature as well. So really good contrast in side backlight, just like you have in backlight. It also creates excellent highlights. So it really picks up, again, that personality of backlight as well. And it creates this beautiful shine on glossy and shiny food. Overall, I feel like the nature of this light is to create a strong sense of direction. You know, with that diagonal shadow and that ray of light just falling from the top to the bottom, it's really sharp. So it really has that strong sense of direction. So with all of that going on, knowing what its nature is like, what its personality is like, when do we use side back light? As for me, I use side back light for everything in the world, like literally everything, unless I don't have a choice. Okay, it's that amazing. But let's just break down the situations where side backlight can come really, really handy and really make food pop. So the first one would be a situation in which we want to create drama. So just like backlight, side backlight is also really great in creating contrast in a photo. And although it's not as dramatic as backlight, because hello, it also has some nature of side light, it's going to mute or tone down the contrast. So the not so high contrast guy, aka side light, also plays a part in the DNA of side backlight. And that's why it kind of balances off that dramatic contrast that backlight produces and the balanced contrast that side light produces. So side backlight has the potential to create drama, but not as wild and crazy as backlight. So if you want to create a bit of drama and contrast in your photos, you can definitely fall back on side backlight. The second really cool thing about side backlight is that it's really versatile with different moods. Now, what I like is that we can create both dark and bright photos with side backlight. Yes, of course, the contrast that it brings, it works really, really well for dark and moody photos. But in a bright photo also, if we manipulate the light to open up the shadows and maybe, you know, just use a whiteboard to open up the shadows opposite to the light, and we can just tone down the contrast a little bit, we can even use side back light for a bright photo, because the direction of the shadow itself is so powerful that when we lighten or we soften the contrast without disturbing the power of the diagonalness, it really creates something amazing. So whether it's a dark photo or a bright photo, you can definitely fall back on side backlight. It is really versatile. I also like to use side backlight for transparent food, like maybe jelly or even beverages. And also when I want to avoid reflection. So we all love to use backlight for drink photography, right? And that's because backlight is thrown from the back and the way the food lights up from the back, we all know that. It just makes the food look so spectacular. Side backlight is sort of like that as well, because it still creates that beautiful glow, those striking highlights, it makes the food pop. And at the same time, because it's slightly at a diagonal at the back, it does not create reflection on the glass, especially when we are shooting beverages. Now, the reflection is there. It's there slightly, but it's still to the back. So I just love using side backlight for reflective surfaces. Like, you know, beverages really look amazing when they are lit up from the side and they don't have, you know, that rectangle reflection falling on the glass. So for any kind of transparent food, transparent beverage, or even reflective surface, if you don't want to use backlight and create that very dramatic contrast, you can definitely think about side backlight. And again, on the same tone, I think using it for shiny and glossy food is a great place. Like, side backlight has the potential to create such beautiful highlights on shiny food. Let's say, what's shiny food? Shiny food could be like chocolate ganache. It could be blackberries. You know how blackberry catch the light, you know, those highlights that you see on the surface of blackberries, jelly, jam. These are all shiny, glossy foods. Now imagine the light coming from an angle at the back and brushing over the top and the sides of this food. How cool, right? Like, with side back light, we don't get very dramatic highlights like you would probably get with backlight, but it still creates such magnificent and, you know, beautiful outline with the highlights that it really showcases the texture of food beautifully. With that, let's talk about when to avoid side backlight. Honestly, I tried really hard. I tried really hard to think when to avoid this light direction. And really, I had a tough time thinking because I really love this lighting style so much. This direction is so powerful. I really couldn't think why we would not use it all the time. And then it struck me, speaking of time, that one situation where we may not want to use it is when we are short of time. You see, especially during a client shoot. Now, we all know how easy it is to work with side light because it kind of creates an even lighting, right? Now, side back, on the other hand, is a bit naughty. It's naughty like backlight. Backlight is the devil. I call backlight the devil, but side backlight is naughty, you know? So it creates a lot more contrast than side light, which means there are more blacks, more shadows, more whites. There's more tonal contrast. There's so much going on still. And so it takes just a little bit more precision and time to shape it, especially if we are creating a bright photo with it. So in that case, like maybe if you're short of time, you're in a client project where you have to really like chop, chop, go, go, then maybe it's best to stick to side light unless familiar and very fluent with manipulating side backlight. So that would be one situation to probably steer clear of side backlight. The other situation that I can think about, which we have covered a bit earlier, was, you know, when we are looking for even lighting or balanced lighting. So in the same tone, like if you're looking for something that has an overall lower contrast or even lighting, then side light would hands down be your go-to light. Because when light is placed at a diagonal, there is more light. So hear this out carefully. When light is placed at a diagonal, there is more light between the light source and the back of the food. And so that creates more shadow in front of the food between the camera and the food. Did you get that? All right, so I'll say it one more time. You have your light in the side back position. So there is more light between the light source and the back of the food versus the front of the food and the camera. There is a lot light coming and hitting the back of the food, which means there'll be a lot more shadow that is falling in front between the camera and the food. So obviously, more shadow in front towards the camera, that means it's not very even. We need to shape it, manipulate it. And so if you're looking for that kind of even lighting, a very balanced fall off of light, well, side back is not going to do that job for you. In that case, side light would be your friend. But other than that, this light direction is definitely my personal favorite. I use it with soft light, hard light. In fact, I love using it with hard light because the power of this lighting direction lies in its shadows, right? The diagonal shadows. And the power of hard light also lies in shadows. You know how hard the shadows are. So put them both together. It's like, wow, powerhouse of a photo, right? So I just love using side backlight with hard light. So there you go. Side backlight, what it is, how to read it, how to create it, when to use it, and when to avoid it in food photography. We have a full podcast series now comprising of 3 episodes on 3 lighting directions. The other 2 episodes have been linked in the show notes. I hope that given these 3 episodes, you now feel like you can make better decisions, better lighting choices for your photo. You can be more intentional since you now know which lighting direction works best for what kind of food and mood. I hope that this gives you a really, really good grip on the pros and cons of each different kind of light that is available to you or you can create so that you can use it to its advantage and to your advantage. Like always, if you have any questions about it, you know where to reach me. Just email me at hello@myfoodlens.com or send me a DM on Instagram at @Dyutama_myfoodlens and subscribe to this podcast. If it's been helpful in your journey, we would truly, truly appreciate it. I'll see you next week with another episode. Until then, bye-bye.